When Maple Light was playing in a pub, me well know well, I met a girl. If you know,
in an anarchist dwelling, so humble and so mean, oh, smell the pungent odor of nitroglycerine. And while busy making fuses and filling cans with nails, the little Slavic children set up this mournful wheel.
Well, it's
Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Sister Jenny, she came back and stood by her mother's side. Her little eyes were shining with a sort of girlish pride. She said, oh, tell me, mother, don't you think that I did well?
Well, yes, you did, and bless you, child, you blew them all to pieces. Well,
it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
Hello and welcome in to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio, an award-winning anti-fascist program coming to you from 93.9 FM CICK, Smithers Community Radio. This show is recorded and broadcast on the unceded traditional territory of the Gitxsan and Wet'suwet'en peoples. We are also sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can find the great works that they are doing on Facebook. You can also hear this show on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby, 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, untidyradio.com, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, and 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George. You can stay up on what is happening with the show and everything else that I get up to over on www.themarsh.ca. You can also send me music or stories or thoughts and feelings to syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. FAFO 1312.
The bullet doesn't care, the bullet doesn't care, smell the death all in the air. I can tell these bitches scared, they don't expect our weapons to step in and pepper them.
Before we start this assault, we must accept the truth that this is all their fucking fault. I reject any guilt from the blood that has to spill. They took the first shot, time to give them all we got. Time to watch their bodies drop. I look them in the eyes when I watch their hearts stop. Blood is it for everyone, you don't have to enjoy it. So if that's you, then step aside, cause doing this is important. You have to force it with force, I'm tearing to your final cortex. If I split your brain, will I understand your process? Or maybe ink at the neck, do I have any regrets? None. Sequels are fun cause they can expand on what's been done. Shit's a long time coming, so there's no use in running. Do you wanna die sweaty? Come on, it's really unbecoming. Then still give me a clean shot, that's the grace I will give you. You've played with us for centuries, you don't get to continue.
The bullet doesn't care, the bullet doesn't care, smell the death all in the air. I can tell these bitches scared, they don't expect our weapons to step in and pepper them.
I get the rage out, I'm hungry for blood, we'll stop until they're caged up. Begging, pleading for forgiveness, but we won't let up. I'll air this motherfucker rot until it's bloody dust. It's time to fucking hunt, it's time to fucking hunt. I'll air this motherfucker rot until it's bloody dust. Everything we do is just, it's time to fucking hunt. I'll air this motherfucker rot until it's bloody dust.
Above us, not to for pity for those who fuck nothing but glee while building palaces out of the tears from their own treachery. While people still bring us bodies, not while they were old corrupt, sending unknown boys to their death. Not while the truth is a fire everyone sees but no one puts up. Not while there is evil that needs eating yet. The key to kill your words are like breath. I'll bring injustice to death, my descent into the depths.
The Bullet Doesn't Care by Chaos Light. What's up, everybody? This is take two of this episode, I had recorded some stuff and my studio crashed. So I am starting from scratch. So we'll see if this version is any better. We'll find out. I am going to take it easy this week. We're going to talk about some light stuff like books and wrestling and TV. I want to just take a bit of a respite here because, you know, I know that things are a nightmare. You know that things are a nightmare. So let's just talk about the things that we enjoy. I would actually love to know the things that you enjoy and the things that you do to escape. And I'm not talking about self-care, by the way. This is something that I think we should establish immediately, that self-care as a, you know, hashtag self-care is bullshit. The idea of taking care of yourself is great, but what's happened is we've taken self-care and, like, morphed it into a piece of your productivity. So, like, if you're not doing self-care enough or properly, quote-unquote properly, then you're doing it wrong and it's bad, and it, like, we've somehow mutated this idea of having hobbies and interests and things that bring us peace and calm and turned it into another piece of capitalism, right? Like, we're being marketed self-care. And that's wild. So I'm talking about genuine caring for yourself. What are the things that you do that bring you joy? Or do you sit and play video games for 14 hours in a day? Like, what is it? I would love to know that. And you can let me know. Let me know on Instagram at themarsh.ca, all one word. How do you take care of yourself? What are the things that you do that bring joy? And, you know, how do you spend time? And I know that, you know, maybe I've made a distinction without a difference, but I think there is something insidious about the way that self-care is talked about now. And I just don't think we should do that. I think that, you know, self-care should not be some kind of positive or negative reflection of ourselves. It's this sort of the same way where, you know, if your hobby isn't monetized, then it's bad or a waste. You know, if you're not posting every book you read on Instagram, or you're not grinding and selling all the music or art that you make, then it's a waste of time. It's not a thing that's for you anymore. It has to be a thing that others can consume in order to be valuable. And if it's not valuable, it's worthless. And that sucks. So let's reclaim it. Let's take back our self-care and the caring of ourselves and each other. And let me know what you get up to. Themarsh.ca on Instagram is a good place to follow me. Anyway, we have got some new music coming up from Loathe. I'm really looking forward to seeing this new album. But the track is called Gifted Every Strength. And it is from the upcoming album from Loathe. And if you haven't checked out Loathe before, whew, I think you're in for a bit of a treat, because they absolutely whip. So let's get into it. We'll be right back. loathe, gifted every strength here on Syrup Moose Radio. We are doing a second take. As I mentioned in the first chunk there, my recording studio crashed and I had to start over. So we're going to just see how it goes. Last night I watched Forbidden Door, the AEW pay-per-view. If you're a wrestling fan, let me know if you watched it. I'd love to know what you thought. I thought that the in-ring storytelling on display during Forbidden Door was some of the best I've ever seen. You know, the stories without having to necessarily stop and do a whole bunch of setup. There was a lot of really meaningful and impactful storytelling, which I know if you're not a wrestling fan, probably seems like it couldn't be true, but it really is. I mean, we've been watching the over three matches, the story of a wrestler named Maya World and her absolute push over has been really amazing to watch. And her match against Mercedes Moné last night was maybe the match of the night. It would have been the match of the whole year, though, without question, if it had gone the other way. I would love to have seen Maya take the Owen, but she didn't, and that's, you know, disappointing, but that's okay. We're gonna see a lot more from Maya, I think, over the next little while. I'm thinking it would be pretty neat to see her dethrone Athena, who has been ROH champion, for folks who don't know, for longer than anybody ever. And it would be a pretty cool consolation prize, I guess. But it was a good night overall. The cage match between the Don Callis MJF group and the conglomeration was truly insane and some of the most like fun I've had watching wrestling in a minute. It was such a funny bizarre over the top match with like, it's one of those matches that I would point to and say, like, look, this is you know, a circus show or a clown show or you know, pantomime. Like, it was so, there was so much going on and there were so many layers to it, and it was a blast. And the final match between Swerve and Will Ospreay was so gnarly and had an amount of blood in it that even I was like uncomfortable with. But, you know, it was fun to watch. Weird as that might sound. If you haven't been watching wrestling, jump on AEW. This Wednesday would be their next episode. There's a lot to like about AEW. I don't watch the other one. And I'm not going to get into it because we're doing a fun show today. So, but a lot to love there. And, yeah, I hope you give it a chance. If you like, you know, to watch soap operas with punching, check out AEW. we're going to check out some new music here from Depart Me from Bear Island. This is another band that I came across on Instagram and just immediately was into. This is a Floral Compass, and we will be back with more. Depart Me from Bear Island, A Floral Compass. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. What's going on? This is the light show. We're taking it easy. We're not getting too deep into the horrors of capitalism because we all know and we're all paying attention. So we're talking about the things that we like and the things that have brought us some joy in a little bit. And if you want to share the things that bring you joy, please do at themarsh.ca on Instagram or Facebook. Maybe I'll share some of the stuff. If you send me stuff, if I get anything, I'll share it next week on the show and we can talk about the things that are bringing you joy. I want to talk a little bit about Widow's Bay. If you have not checked out the show Widow's Bay yet, you absolutely must. It is a horror comedy on Apple TV. and my wife and I just finished it in like 2 days. It's 10 episodes. It's so funny and genuinely has moments where it is terrifying. I don't really want to say that much about it because I want you to just go and watch it. It is a show about a isolated island with a mayor trying to keep it together and a curse. And it's so, so good. It is one of very few horror comedies that did make me laugh and scared me in equal measure. And that's a super hard line to walk. I don't think you can do horror comedy without having a tremendous amount of respect for horror, and it's very clear that this does. There's a lot of references and sort of stock character types, and it's if you're a horror fan, I do think you'll get more out of it, but if you're not, I still think it's an extraordinarily worthwhile show to check out. And the performances from all the cast are great. You got to watch it. It rules. And like I said, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say anything else about it because I want you to go and watch it. And if you don't have Apple TV, I'm sure that there are other ways that you can watch it that I probably won't promote on the radio or in public because they're not allowed and definitely not how I watched it. So, check out Widow's Bay. If you've been hearing about it and you're kind of not sure, believe the hype on that. And while I'm at it, just on the believe the hype stuff, Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie is as good as I have heard it is. And truly, like, I haven't seen the show. I'm familiar with the filmmaker from his movie The Dirties and some other work, but I've never seen Nirvana, the band, the show. So I wasn't sure I'd get the movie. I got it. It's great. It's the movie of the year for me right now. So check that out as well. There you go. Two media recommendations. Widow's Bay, Nirvana the band, the show, the movie. Check them both out, and you're going to enjoy them. I can promise you that. All right, we're going to do something now for all my millennials that is going to make you feel complicated feelings. This album turned 25 this year. This is the 25th anniversary. And it is Blink-182's Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. That's the Blink-182 album that I grew up with. I know everybody has their own, but that's the one I grew up on. And the fact that it is 25 has really done a number on me. So we're going to check out the anthem part 2 from Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. And all us millennials get to feel real old for a few minutes. Enjoy.